following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who'll be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the first Monday of 2013. It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, my co-host Damon Day, on today's program, the final day of the college football season. Now, there are going to be some All-Star games, of course, out there. A few Huskers are being invited, and we'll keep you more up to date on that as time moves along. Tomorrow on our show, it will be our year-end Husker Roundtable. Steve Sipple, Mike Babcock, Sean Callahan will all join us for about a half-hour discussion on the Nebraska football season, how it went, how it met expectations, how it didn't, and what's in the future, and a little bit about the recruiting as well. But we'll also talk with Brian Munson of Big Red Report today, John Kyle, girls basketball coach at St. Cecilia. But tomorrow, with that Big Red Roundtable that we've done for years here on the show to start and end the season. If you've got a question, email it to us, Facebook it to us, we'll pose it to the panel. And I know that there are some out there that have the same questions, but we will pass those along. Love to have you do that. So email the Dent Popper inbox anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug, spell out the word and. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Our Facebook is Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation. And Damon Day, should I even wait till the end of the show for your prediction? Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year to you, buddy. It's a
big game, big day.
It is. I'm not going to lie to you. It is a big, big day. I mean, I don't know if there's ever been a day. It's opening day for baseball season, so we start practice today, and then obviously there's a game tonight with national title implications for the mighty Fighting Irish. Just got back from Chicago late last night. I was out there for a coaches convention, and the town was just a buzz, just an absolute buzz with Go Irish. It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. So it was really fun to be around that environment, you know, a weekend before the game.
Are you surprised that more people are taking Notre Dame? I think there's a lot of people, again, trying to find a way for Notre Dame to win this. I believe I'm hearing more buzz about Notre Dame than I am about Alabama.
Well, I mean, I think Alabama's been there three out of the last 4 years. And every, you know, Notre Dame's the new kid on the block. I mean, they haven't been there since 88. They've had some chances and didn't qualify, you know, didn't capitalize on them. And they're a new face. I think everybody nationally is excited to see someone besides the SEC. And you know, let's face it, ESPN, we get our momentum from them. And they got enough talking heads on there that, you know, they're all going to try to say something a little different, you know. You know, listen to Mark May. I mean, I don't even know what Mark May has done to qualify himself as an expert, but that guy is just, he'll go whatever against Lou just to, you know, make the show enjoyable to watch type of thing. But I think when you look at it on paper and you study it, I mean, you know, one of my buddies texted me and said, you know, hey, don't forget to bring up, you know, Notre Dame's 27th strength of schedule. Alabama's at 35. I think that they're looking at two very solid teams that play a traditional style. They don't, you know, they don't really spread you out too much. I mean, Everett Golson does in a certain way, but, you know, it's power football. They're based on their strengths of both teams, are their defenses and their ability to stop the other team. And so I think it's just kind of a game that everybody's really excited about because it's not just an SEC title game part two type of thing.
Thank God. Here's another thing. If you're out there as a Nebraska fan and you're not sure who to root for, and I don't think there are a lot of people on the fence for this, I think it's more of you either love or you hate Notre Dame. It has nothing to do with who they're playing, or you love and you hate the SEC, and it has nothing to do with who they're playing. So I think that's how people are rooting.
And I think right now the hatred of the SEC is outweighing the hatred of Notre Dame. I think people are fed up.
Well, more success lately.
Yeah, I think people are kind of fed up with the and SEC is the end-all, be-all of college football. And, you know, the Big Ten did not do anything on New Year's Day to shake that mantle, per se.
But it wasn't that bad.
No, it wasn't. Well, I mean, but listen, we're taking moral victories now. I mean, we're not winning games. We're just, you know, but, I mean, you look at those games and you watch them, and there is a different level of talent to how it's played in the SEC as compared to how it's played in the Big Ten. And that doesn't translate to a 30-day layoff. And then you get to prepare for somebody. Yeah. You know, I would like to see, and you can't do it, but you would love to see those guys play in the regular season.
If you are on the fence, here is the stat I will put out to you, Nebraska fan. Only two teams have ever won back-to-back consensus national championships, Nebraska and Oklahoma. If you're a Nebraska fan, I think that should tell you all you need to know. You should root for Notre Dame tonight. You don't want Alabama in there.
No.
Forget it. No.
club, and we don't want anybody in it.
That is still somewhat shocking that in the history of college football, there's only been back-to-back national champions twice. Oklahoma in the 50s and Nebraska when they did it in 94 and 95. Amazing.
That is. I mean, especially nowadays with scholarship limits. And, you know, back in the 50s, Oklahoma used to just take the top 150 players and keep 75 of them on the sideline just so you didn't have to line up against them. And when you talk about the whole parity of college football and how does a Northern Illinois team get in or a Boise State or how are these teams, hey, the NCAA sat down a long time ago and said, we're going to limit some scholarships. We're going to have to spread out the talent. And you see that definitely in college basketball. You know, you definitely see that in college basketball from scholarship limitations.
We have to start paying attention to that now as well. As I'm making out the sports schedule here for ESPN Radio, and now I'm starting to log in some college basketball games, it's now it's time to pay attention. Nebraska men lost yesterday. The women lost on Saturday in overtime. Hastings men and women split. Men winning, women losing. UNK, the men get their first MIAA win. Congratulations to the crew there. And the women fell to Northeastern State, who made 15 three-pointers in the ball game. So a little basketball, that's in the future. But today, Notre Dame-Alabama National Championship coverage all day today here on ESPN. And, of course, live the game tonight just after 7 o'clock. Brian Munson, Big Red Report, coming up in our next segment. Then after 11:30, about 11:40-ish, John Kyle, Hastings St. Cecilia girls basketball coach, is going to join us as well. I don't want to not get to this. NFL over the weekend. Is it boring that all four of the favorites won, including Seattle making the comeback yesterday?
No, not at all. But I think being a Browns fan and listening to that all weekend long, the Chip Kelly saga, the dating, as I like to say, of Chip Kelly, I think Robert Griffin's health is showing you why the spread will not work in the NFL. I mean, it will work to a certain extent, but look how beat up Robert Griffin gets doing it, you know. And I think that's why you might be able to implement pieces of it, but that's the thing that I took away from this weekend is everyone's talking about should he have played, should he have not played, this, that, and the other thing. He gets absolutely I mean, he's in it. I mean, he gets absolutely laid out sometimes doing those types of things. And so that's why I was actually glad that the Browns didn't go get Chip Kelly, because I can't even imagine, you know, what type of quarterback or what type of system. I mean, I don't think you can keep those guys healthy in the NFL like you do in college.
Well, you'd already be out of Brandon Weeden, couldn't run that anyway. And I'm not surprised that Chip Kelly went back to Oregon. Some people are, but he's got so much money. And he's got everything he could possibly want at Oregon. And I know some of these other college coaches usually do as well, but it does seem weird that the Syracuse coach would get an NFL job, and Chip Kelly just said, and who knows, he can go anytime he wants. He can go anytime he wants.
And really, if you're looking at where the Browns are at and you're looking at where the Eagles are at, is it really a great time to move?
Browns, Eagles, Chargers, maybe the Cardinals. You always have that glimmer of hope that the Cardinals have to have some better talent than what they put on the field. Their defense is pretty good. You got Larry Fitzgerald. You got so many different running backs that if you had a passing game, maybe it'd be better.
Have you seen that in the NFL? Adrian Peterson was. There's very few teams that have just one guy. You know,
how did Minnesota get away with that, by the way? When we know everything about everybody all the time, how did nobody know that Christian Ponder wasn't going to play Saturday night? And that Joe
Webb.
Spider Webb was going to be in there?
Yeah.
Chance. How bad? I can't believe that you can just become that bad that quickly. I mean, the guy is an NFL quarterback. Say what you want. He's on an NFL team.
Right.
How can you be that bad? You got Adrian Peterson and a pretty good defense. And I'm telling you right now, I said it last week as far as my predictions. The San Francisco 49ers will beat the Green Bay Packers, and I hope it's not even close. Because Green Bay, for as bad as Minnesota was, they still didn't throttle them at home. Green Bay still doesn't have all the things clicking right now. San Francisco's favored by 3. I'll be shocked if it's not way more than that.
Yeah, I think if you take anything from the NFL weekend with Seattle. I mean, but Atlanta's resting. They had to fly back to Seattle. They're going to have to fly back to, you know. But it was just a bad weekend of football.
Do we know that for sure? Did they fly back?
No, I do not know that.
Sometimes these crazy teams, I haven't seen that anywhere for sure. Sometimes these teams, they say, okay, we're going to prepare to be out on the East Coast for a couple of weeks. And let's face it, Seattle has the perfect draw. If you had your choice of the three teams left to play on that side, Green Bay, San Francisco, Atlanta, there is no doubt you would take Atlanta just because they haven't had postseason success.
Yes, and I complain with their defense and what they're going to, I think they're going to be able to do. They have those physical cornerbacks. I think that's going to help negate Matt Ryan to a certain extent. Matt Ryan hasn't proven that he can do it in the playoffs. We've seen this before out of Atlanta, being all top of the heap. They're going to be all, you know, I was impressed with the Texans. I mean, they had been, but really, did the Texans do anything, or was Cincinnati just that bad? Because I thought Cincinnati.
Well, they got to finish their drives. Houston, you know, you kick all those field goals. Indianapolis and Houston both should have had a ton more points over the weekend, but they were held to field goals. Long drives. It wasn't like they just fell on a turnover and went 3 and out and kicked the field goal. The long drives, they just couldn't finish.
Who's your rookie of the year?
Well, I saw an interesting post today that Russell Wilson's the only rookie quarterback left, and so he should get it. It's probably, I guess Andrew Luck. They were so bad. I mean, we just talked about how the Vikings changed by losing your quarterback. Well, how much better did they get right away with Andrew Luck? RG3 good. I like RG3. They put together a 7-game winning streak. They had a pretty good run game and a lot of defense that helped them through. Washington's defense, I think, better than the Colts. Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson isn't as good as Andrew Luck. I'm sorry. You can't say that he is. Right. I'm sorry. Maybe even, this would be one of those things where
Andrew Luck's running back? If you didn't watch
Vic
the game,
Ballard, he was on my fantasy team.
There you go. So that was a softball question for you. But I just
Donald
think
Brown.
I think it's Andrew Luck, hands down.
Well, they were 2-14 last
year.
I may be totally wrong. Russell Wilson is probably underappreciated, and there's no doubt about it. It's just I think Andrew Luck, and
he's got Marshawn Lynch. He's got that defense, and that helped him.
And maybe it's just their, maybe it's the way they were put out there. Andrew Luck was put out there day one. Yep. Russell Wilson, how many times still have you seen him out there doing one-on-one interviews before the game or doing a commercial or making the circuit? So, and there's nothing wrong with Russell Wilson. The only thing that makes you kind of sick is that Pete Carroll still is their coach at Seattle. How the hell is he doing it?
Yeah, I'm not a Pete Carroll fan by any stretch of the imagination, but I always find the NFL to be so interesting this time of year because it seems like the games get uglier. And, I mean, it's playoff football, and so no one wants to make the big mistake, but everything's kind of vanilla and whatnot. But I thought they set back the NFL a couple years with how bad some of the teams played on the weekend. And and here's another one for you. Here I'm going to go out. This is I don't have rants very often. Let's just remember this. Ray Lewis got off on murder charges on a technicality. So him being the Samaritan of the Year and the greatest NFL human being of all times, that doesn't go with being a if you are charged with murder, that does not, and just because you're acquitted by a technicality and someone takes the fall for you, and I'm not saying I know all the details of what happened, but if you're at least charged with it, there's got to be some questions of character there. So I think it's funny how we have such a short memory at that. I also go back to this. When you look at the Heisman, the description of the Heisman, Johnny Manziel does not carry himself like a Heisman Trophy winner. And that's why I'm more angry than anything that Manti did not get it. And there's not a guy that I will root for against. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that at some point Manziel will get suspended for a game.
Wow, he's all over the board.
I hate him,
Damon Day.
I think that he is. Oh,
so now you hate the Heisman?
Yes.
So there's another thing we put up on your commie list.
Yes,
you
know, exactly.
You hate the Olympics. You hate the Heisman.
I root against the men's basketball team. I put Johnny Manziel and LeBron James. They can hang out together in my hall of shame.
And Johnny Manziel, for the folks that don't know, you don't like him. He's not carrying himself like a Heisman Trophy winner. Why?
Because one, you cannot taunt people on Twitter inappropriately. You're 20 and you can't drink Dom Perignon at a bar. So, and you can't get all this free stuff that the NCAA is completely going to start investigating and then tell people to stop hating while you're sitting in $5,000 seats at NBA basketball games.
Gosh.
And I had that pent up because I.
And how about that Washington Redskins field? Anyway, we're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Before we do, John and Carney says, just because the Cowboys are coached by the agent Jerry Jones doesn't give you the right to bash the Packers. Packers 35, Niners 10. I'll take the bet. We're back after this with a whole lot more. Brian Munson is going to join us here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Brian from Big Red Report, Nebraska, picking up a couple of oral commits over the weekend. So we'll talk about that. And also kind of look at the talent that Alabama and Notre Dame actually had coming in with this class 3-4 years ago and what their recruiting classes look like. Mark says the 49ers don't have everything clicking either. A good defense shuts them down. Look what the Rams did to them twice. Yeah. That's fine, Packer fan. Defend your Packers. That's no problem. I get it. Back after this, still going to take the Niners. Go
when
Niners.
It comes to Husker game day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal, the best place to watch all your favorite sports. Have a great bite to eat, drink the coldest draft beer in town, and most importantly, watch the Husker game on the huge 10-foot projector screen. This year, every time you come for the game, you can register to win a 70-inch HD TV from Russell's Appliance and a Coors Light Super Bowl party from Cunningham's. If you win, could I come? Anyways, escape ordinary and head to Cunningham's Journal on game day, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
Sport Clips, America's haircut place for men and boys, presents Guyology. Chapter 12, Kung Fu. All guys know Kung Fu, but don't try us. Every guy's just one
hi-ya
away from unleashing his leopard fists of fury. Guys live their lives a little differently, and we get it. We're Sport Clips, where guys get an awesome haircut while watching sports on TV. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy. Visit sportclips.com for the location nearest you and MVP it.
Don't miss the action on AuctionTime.com, where every Wednesday is auction day. AuctionTime.com features farm and construction equipment, trucks, trailers, and parts auctions ending every Wednesday. To bid on a machine, register for free on the AuctionTime.com website or from anywhere using an iPhone or an Android with the free AuctionTime.com apps. AuctionTime charges no buyer's fees and has no hidden reserves. Save time and money for your operation and visit AuctionTime.com.
Are you a man? Mancore. It's the start of a new year. Did you gain weight? Is your energy gone? Ask your lady friend what she thinks of your sex drive these days. It's not your fault. For guys, testosterone and growth hormones decrease with age. If you're a guy over 30, it's time to feel like a man again. The new Mancore found only at Complete Nutrition will replenish natural testosterone levels and that healthy sex drive that comes with being a man. Mancore. Mancore is the tool every guy needs this year to get back that edge. So if you want to regain that lean build, youthful energy, and healthy sex drive you had when you were young and peaking physically, get to Complete Nutrition today and man up with Mancore.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
We'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine here for today with winds turning northwesterly at 5 to 10 miles per hour, and we'll see a high near 40 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, winds will become light and variable, and we'll get a low near 13. Right now, 27.
Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda, UNK baseball coach Damon Day, a Notre Dame fan.
Go Irish. My son's decked out today. My son is decked out in the Go Irish. I actually got him a little kid's book while I was at the Notre Dame bookstore this weekend in Chicago. I got him a little kid's book about when they beat Miami 31-30. And it's awesome, and it gets to the end where you sing the fight song. And my son hopped up onto his bed and gave the most rousing rendition of the fight song, word for word, verbatim.
No.
And I had a tear in my eye.
No.
It was awesome.
I don't believe it at all.
I don't believe it at all.
Has he learned the speech yet?
What?
Has he learned the...
We're going to get him on a run, and we're going to go. We're going to go. I have gotten him to say it a few times, but he doesn't know it as well as the fight song. So he is very excited because he gets to stay up tonight for the game.
Notre Dame, Alabama. So that's like 10:30-ish.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that okay? Do we have special treats?
Oh.
Does he get to do a shot of Jello with every Notre Dame score?
There you go.
Just the regular green Jello.
Yep.
Dad, what are we doing? Yeah. Just eat it.
There you go.
Oh, Notre Dame, Alabama tonight. And that will wrap up the college football season. And then we're just a month away from National Letter of Intent signing day. And Brian Munson of Big Red Report and Scout.com joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brian, how are you today?
Doing just fine. You've just made me think about all the gray hairs that have popped out of my head from this very, very quick year, man. It seems like Letter of Intent signing day was just here for 2012. It's amazing.
Well, there was disappointment on that day, and hopefully there won't be any disappointment for the Huskers on this day. We want to get into that, but there's two or three other things. And of course, Brian down in Texas, I want to get his initial thought to what my co-host Damon Day brought up just a few minutes ago. He went on a rant that covered a lot of hatred, Brian, and one of those things is it started with Ray Lewis. He's on the other side that, you know, we don't have to go over that again. He thinks he's still a criminal, but he also doesn't like Johnny Manziel, the Heisman Trophy winner, because he's drinking underage and he's sitting in $5,000 NBA seats, getting special privileges after winning the Heisman. Is there any merit to his thoughts?
I think privately we can all talk about it, you know, to where we were not gonna, you know, we did partake in the underage drinking, and it was definitely something where you were probably not supposed to be doing it, but we did. And this guy is a little bit different of a person. He's a guy that's already taken home some pretty nice hardware in the Heisman Trophy, and I think along with that comes this idea and the value of being a correct person to follow and to for people to look up to. And I don't think it sends the right message, especially when you start talking about the amateur side and being a student athlete. I think also with the seats, which I have not heard about until right now, I think that's very interesting. The NCAA is going to have a field day with that one too, and looking back at that, and A&M may have a hard time, you know, trying to explain it. But I think Johnny Manziel, probably some of this stuff has caught him off guard, and I think he's gone from Kerrville Tiddy High School, Texas, to Hollywood, California, NCAA, you know, super standout Johnny Heisman, going to win the Heisman Trophy for the next 3 years and go pro. I think it's definitely a little bit of a shock value to him about how quickly things have kind of come to him success-wise than where he was at just this time last year.
No, come on!
He agreed with me. He agreed with me. The Heisman Trophy winner is supposed to be someone that people can look up to.
Well, again, he is a freshman, so let's keep that in mind. Let's talk a little Nebraska, and then, Brian, I'll have this kind of bounce around in your head. Damon is a huge Notre Dame fan, being an Indiana native, so he's rooting for Notre Dame tonight. We will ask you how Notre Dame and Alabama look for the future and how they got to this place, but Nebraska does pick up a couple of commits over the weekend. And, again, I get bombarded by these Nebraska people that call themselves fans, and they say, well, boy, we beat out Kansas and Iowa State for one kid, and the other kid we got only because we practiced at their high school for the bowl game. These kids are pretty decent, aren't they?
I like them. I tell you what, I just got done going over a little Twitter battle just now about them, and I watched their senior tape. I watched Malik Collins' senior tape since he got the offer in the middle of November, and really like him. I think there's a lot to be said about those 6'3", 275 to 285 pound defensive tackles who play more than just football in high school, particularly the guys that wrestle. I think that there's a lot to be said about those guys, that they're going to understand leverage when they get to the college level. That's a huge thing for those guys, particularly for the guys that have size at the lower levels of high school football, from where they're at, from whatever state they're at. If you give a guy an advantage of 6'3", 285 pounds, playing Class C ball in Nebraska, or down here in Texas, you know, Class 2, if you're talking about some of those mid to lower levels, you get by simply with size alone. They don't know how to use that size, though. They don't know what it takes to apply that size and use it correctly at the next level. That, to me, is a huge part in why, you know, those guys look so good to me. Malik Collins, wrestler, knows how to use that size, very strong, very quick. Maurice, really like his film because, number one, he's a standout on both sides of the football. He's an offensive lineman and a defensive lineman, had over 50 pancake blocks. He knows what to do with his size, and he's very quick, very strong, love his hands. But then again, you're talking to a former defensive tackle, so I'm always going to like it when Nebraska gets defensive tackle commitments.
This is a very busy time. There are a lot of guys out there that Nebraska are looking at right now. And by the way, according to scout.com, Nebraska now is sitting 12th as far as nationally with their recruiting class. I'm a little surprised by that.
You know, I think that there's a lot to be said about the average stars per recruit. Now, that number has gone down, but last week before Collins and Maurice jumped in the class, that was about 3.45, to where Nebraska was pulling in the average stars. Now I think it's down like 3.32 when you add those two guys in, but of course you get a little bit more of an aggregate jump in there when it comes to adding a couple guys to the class. I think Nebraska is going to get another boost to the class here in the next 24, 36 hours when Terrell Newby jumps in the class. I believe he's going to be a Husker. And I think Nebraska has a chance to finish up strong. You got guys up there like Matt Finnan and Brandon Vandenberg, some other guys out there like that Nebraska can add to the class. You start adding a couple four-star guys to this class. It's going to finish up, and I think it's going to be a top 12, top 10 class potentially when everything's said and done.
Damon Day here, and you know, obviously Under Armour paid a lot of money to put on that game for ESPN, and you watched that game. Is there a concern that Nebraska, you know, you didn't hear their name called, you didn't hear see any hats on the table for Nebraska, but you see a lot of Ohio State selections, you see a lot of Alabama selections, you see the SEC getting stronger. Is there a concern that we're not at Nebraska's not getting that extra top of the line five star guy?
You know, I think that there's first of all, Nebraska got a guy in an all-star game. It wasn't Under Armour. It wasn't Army. It was the offense-defense game down in Houston, Texas, which is, you know, probably a distant fourth when you start talking about Under Armour and Army in the Semper Fi Bowl. Nebraska got two last year with Afalava and Moss down the Semper Fi game. You know, and then, of course, they had Semper Fi game. They had Gabriel Miller playing in it this year. But as far as, like, on-the-air selections, I think that they're becoming less and less important. And I don't know really why I say that, except that, number one, if people don't understand that those are truly scripted moments, that those kids have really gotten to that point where they've known where they wanted to go for the most part for weeks, if not months, then, you know, they should probably keep watching a lot of reality television. That is a very scripted situation right there, folks. And I think while it's nice to get a boost to a recruiting class on national television while he's playing and probably standing out among other national type recruits, I just think it's kind of played out at this point, because it used to be just one or two games, and now you're talking about four and five. And it's just, it's kind of hard to get over and get your hands around it, but at the same time, while it is a little bit important, I think that it's just kind of saturated itself.
Brian Munson, BigRedReportScout.com, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Damon Day on this first Monday of 2013. John sends us an email here to the Dent Popper inbox. He is inquiring about the tight end Vandenberg, Ben Bradley, the defensive tackle, and he also wants to know if Terrell Newby is going to come to Nebraska or elsewhere.
So Terrell Newby, I predicted it yesterday. I put about a 90 to 95% chance on him joining the class. I just have felt like Nebraska's, first of all, Nebraska's the only official visit that guy is going to take before he commits. And I really believe that Ron Brown and the rest of the Nebraska staff have been very good about building that relationship, not just with Terrell Newby, but also with his family. And I think Nebraska gets Newby either today or tomorrow. Vandenberg, he's going to take some trips. He's got a busy month of January set up. Nebraska, I think, hosts him the 18th, if I'm not mistaken. It could be next weekend, but I think it's the 18th. I think Nebraska is in a very good situation for Vandenberg, not just because of playing time and not just because they have this offensive production that they've got to go ahead and transfer to another guy as a tight end, but because Nebraska has a solid program in place for players coming in and getting that master's, you know, in that window that typically it takes other people to get just the bachelor's. That is what Vandenberg is very concerned about. I think Nebraska can put something on the table to tell him that, well, you know, where you can be at, if you can get it, how close you could be, et cetera. So I think Nebraska is in a very good situation for Vandenberg. As far as Ben Bradley is concerned, 2 weeks ago I was pretty much predicting that he was going to go to Nebraska. Something happened, though, later on that week where he basically had a chance to talk it over with some family. I think the family won out. They wanted to keep him a little bit closer to home. I think Nebraska, if they could have closed the deal before he went home for Christmas, you know, from Hutchinson back to Georgia, that, you know, they probably could have got him. But now there's no chance for Nebraska at all. In fact, he came out and pretty much said that Nebraska's out. It's down to Auburn and Kentucky.
Losing kids to Kentucky and Auburn. Oh, my goodness. This isn't it. What's still the biggest need that this class needs? If you go to BigRedReport.com, you can see some other kids. You've got some stories up there about some other guys that we haven't talked about that are still going to visit Nebraska. What's still that glaring need that the Big Red has to get out of these final 6-7 commits?
They got to get a corner. I mean, you lose Jonathan Cook to Alabama. And now you're sitting there with some really nice safety talent, but you don't really have that corner yet. And I think that the name Boaz Joseph is going to come up here pretty quickly. In fact, I'll have a story coming up on him either today or tomorrow where he talks about Nebraska. Really highly intelligent kid. has really no desire to stay closer to home. He really wants to go find the best situation. In fact, I think he's already taken a visit to Purdue. I think he's going to take another trip to another Big Ten school. So I think Nebraska is in a really good situation with him. And I think also the other position is going to come up, at least the other spot's going to come up. Matt Finnan, a JUCO offensive tackle, that would be very clutch for Nebraska to close out on a guy like that, even though David Neville enrolled for classes today up there at Nebraska, you know, as a mid-year guy along with Courtney Love and DJ Singleton. For Nebraska to go ahead and close in on another 6'8" offensive tackle to go along with Neville, that would be pretty huge for Nebraska to go ahead and get to finish out this last part of the class.
Moving kind of to the national scene, Michigan's ranked number one right now. A&M's number two, obviously building off their what they did this year. Fighting Irish are number three. Alabama's number nine. What can you tell us about, you know, maybe a Michigan class that we are going to face in the Big Ten?
You know, it's a solid class, guys. I mean, and Ohio State picked up a commitment from Mike Mitchell, who's down here in the area where I'm from. You know, same hometown as Rex Burkhead down in Plano, Texas. Those are two of the nation's best classes, and when you you start talking about Michigan, the same side of the conference and the same division, Brady Hoke is pulling it together, and he is an effective recruiter. He's pulling in not overhyped guys. A lot of these players, guys, you know, and of course he's still got an offer out there on the table to another Nebraska commitment, or, you know, I guess he really hasn't commented on it, Dan Samuelson from Indiana. Samuelson's still pondering which way he's going to go, at least from the latest tweets that he had over the new year when it came to Michigan and Nebraska playing on the same day. Looks like he was going to be watching both teams pretty closely. So, yes, Nebraska is recruiting on a level higher than I think that they have done in recent years. I like this class. I think that they're high character, high quality players. They don't have the same star value and that I think a lot of people are looking at when it comes to comparing them to like Michigan and Ohio State. But at the same time, I think that Bo is really improving what he's got going on in there, Lincoln, and I think that the recruiting side was something as a head coach that he's really had to grow in that area, but I think he's really getting there now.
Brian, I know you're not an NFL draft guy, but you did bring up Rex Burkhead. Have you been hearing anything about where his draft stock might be?
Yeah, you know, I did actually hear some stuff about him. I had heard following the Capital One bowl game, you know, that it was as high as three, and so most people were saying between three and four in a second day selection. And then I also heard some wide variances from third round all the way to seventh round. I think he's going to surprise some people. I think he's going to go out there and test very well, particularly in the position drills, and show that he can receive the ball. But I think what people are underestimating about him right now is his true size. I think when people look at him, they think they see a 205, 207-pound running back. I was told that in practices leading up to Capital One Bowl that he was actually over 220 pounds in that game. He was about 221 following one of the bowl practices. So, like when he comes in there, because you know he's going to come in there prepared. I heard he's already working out. Heard he's already getting ready for it. He's taking this thing very, very seriously. So I think he's going to surprise a lot of people. And I think also some offenses, you know, like when you think about New England and what they like to do, and a team like even like Dallas, and how they could use a guy like that to really, you know, complement what they got going on already in their offensive arsenal. I think he's a guy that's going to move up some of the boards just because of those very values alone.
Brian, we'll let you out of here with this. Who wins it tonight and why?
You know, I've gone back and forth on this one a little bit, but I got to go with Alabama. I think part of the reason there is because of the 1-2 punch they have at running back. And I just think that when you've been there and you've done this, that just like these guys have done so many times, and I know Brian Kelly has been to the Orange Bowl in recent years, but that's still a thing for Nick Saban and this team that you've got to give them a little bit of advantage on, that they've been there and they've done the national championship thing in a little bit more recent past. They know how to conduct themselves and what to expect. So I'm gonna pick Alabama tonight, but it's going to be a tough, hard-fought game, and I'm looking forward to watching it.
Brian, as always, thanks for the time. We'll catch up with you again as we get closer to National Letter of Intent signing day, and thanks for the info. Have a great Happy New Year.
You guys guys do the same. Thank you so much.
You bet. Brian Munson from Big Red Report, Scott.com, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. All of our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK, two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Don't forget a full breakfast menu served every morning from 6 to 11 a.m. We've got emails on your rants. We've got to make the prediction. Again, I don't even know that I'm going to make a prediction because I think I took Notre Dame in our bowl bonanza, which we'll update you on here in just a second. But I will be surprised. I will still be surprised if Alabama doesn't win the game. They are a 9-point favorite in this contest. They are the SEC. Notre Dame probably could have gotten beaten a lot more than Alabama probably could have gotten beaten this year. And again, I will be rooting for Notre Dame, but I will not be surprised because usually, like the Super Bowl, whoever I want to win doesn't. So
there you go. Then you just pick the roll. You just say Roll Tide.
Well, no, because I want Notre Dame to win.
Yeah, but I did find what I found interesting was whether it's true or not. I think those All-Star games and the fact that Nebraska, because I sat with Nebraska guys. I was all around Nebraska guys watching that game, and that was the discussion: is how come we're not a national? Why aren't we even in the mix for any of these guys? Type of thing, you know? Why are we not? And you know, like you said, it's not that really that big of a deal because only so many guys, and it's pre-scripted and all those types of things. But you see Ohio State getting picked. You see Michigan getting selected, and I think that. You know, I think that's one of the things that maybe it is a great class, and maybe Coach Pelini, but that's the way things go nowadays. Is at least getting your name in the mix. You said it best when you're talking about, oh, well, we beat out Iowa State and Kansas. You know, there is a perception that we're not going after that top tier of guy or getting that top tier of guy into the Husker football program, and I think unfortunately that's a perception that's just. Like I said, just my small little sampling of people.
Which may be the reason someday Bo leaves, because it would be easier to recruit to some other places, and there's no doubt about it. Scott and Kearney says, first off, am I the only one that wonders if Ray Lewis keeps a shank in that armband he's wearing? And regarding Johnny Manziel, I think there's potential there. If he works hard, he could be the next Jamarcus Russell. So Scott and Kearney kind of agrees with you on both counts. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, talk a little high school hoops. John Kyle, St. Cecilia, they've got a brutal schedule going on, plus an update on our bowl bonanza next.
The National Championship on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com. Two traditional rivals go head-to-head for the national championship in Miami.
Your sideline toss, got a receiver there, touchdown!
Will Alabama repeat, or will the Irish complete the undefeated season? Number 1 Notre Dame, number 2 Alabama. Monday, January 7th at 7:30 on ESPN, ESPN Radio, and ESPNRadio.com.
Baa Black Sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
The Home Depot Project Loan is a simple way to put big projects within reach. You not only get no payments and no interest for 6 months, you also get the flexibility of paying it off anytime. So whether it's new flooring or a whole new kitchen, the project loan makes it easy, and we make it possible. Get started now. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only, subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. and we'll tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine here for today with winds turning northwesterly at 5 to 10 miles per hour, and we'll see a high near 40 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, winds will become light and variable, and we'll get a low near 13. Right now, 27.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The national championship game brings us to a Final Four that are still eligible in the Doug and Daddy Bowl Bonanza. Holy moly, after all of that, we still have four people eligible, and it will come down to the tiebreaker because of the four that are 17-7, two took Alabama, two took Notre Dame. Brent and Eldon. Brent, you're looking for a lower scoring game. Eldon's looking for a higher scoring game in the tiebreaker. Kevin and Todd. Kevin's looking for Notre Dame in a low scoring game. Todd said 64 total points. So he needs Notre Dame, and he needs a lot of points to bring home our grand prize from Russell's Appliance and Electronics. It's Toshiba LED Television. We'll also be giving away Big Daddy Deli's large combo meals to a variety of our 2nd through 8th, 10th place winners. A lot of folks at 16-8. And congratulations to Kevin. Kevin S., whoever Kevin S. is, because he is so terrible. We're going to feed him and get that brain going. He is 6-18, even worse than me. I am 11-13, and there are only three people out of this whole thing that's worse than me, and we have a couple of them here on this show.
Should we feed Kevin, though? Because Kevin was 6-18, but he didn't send in six games.
Oh, well, so, then what's – no.
So by default, I don't
You got to pick them all.
Yeah, exactly.
So Sean's the worst picker?
So I think Sean will get it.
Sean at 9-15? Hey, Kevin, that's terrible. Sorry about that. We just like to make sure that people are happy. It's Alabama. It's Notre Dame. Pregame tonight at 6:30 here on ESPN Radio. John Kyle, the head coach of the Hastings St. Cecilia Hawkettes, who has a state championship under his belt and has quite the program going with the Hawkettes, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, but he has apparently lost his mind with the scheduling. How are you, John?
Oh, doing good, Doug. Enjoy the show every day, and appreciate you giving me a call.
Well, I didn't want to call and break the streak that you had going, but what a streak it is. Folks, I just want to tell you, St. Cecilia has three games this week. Three games this week. Those three schools are 32-3 that they're playing, and Northwest and Minden played each other, so that's one of the losses. Northwest tomorrow, 10-1, third in Class B. C&D will be updated tomorrow. At Minden Thursday on the Breeze 94.5 FM, they're 10-2 with two Class B losses. And then Kearney Catholic Saturday afternoon on Classic Hits 98.9, and they are undefeated. You just came off of the first loss of the season to 11-1 Fillmore Central, and then come back and beat an 8-3 Lincoln Christian team. John, I know that there are programs out there that want to play good teams, but you've got all of them within about 2 weeks here. How tough is it to be ready for such great competition every single night?
Well, it's not easy. It's not easy, and it's a part of our schedule. We faced this a little bit last year, and it's a part of our schedule that we knew was coming up, and we knew a lot of good teams were standing in that first couple weeks of January. And so we're just going out there. It's the old cliche of just going one game at a time. But not only that, it's just one quarter and one possession at a time, and we're just trying to keep the girls' confidence up, playing all these good teams, and just going out there and playing ball.
What did you learn from the loss? What didn't go well against Fillmore Central, who's also an excellent team?
Yeah, they're a very good team. They played very good defense, and we just had a lot of things going against us. That was our first day back at school and coming off the Christmas break. And so we went down there, and we played okay. We could have played a lot better, I thought, in several areas. But you know, we learned some things about our team and come out against Lincoln Christian on Saturday and put together a good performance and had a good win there.
The offensive numbers aren't as good right now since the first of the year as they were before the holiday tournament. Is that competition or is that something else that's concerning you?
I think it's more competition. You know, you look at our schedule up and down, and not only this couple weeks here, but we've had a lot of good teams, played a lot of good teams this year so far. You know, we beat Columbus Scotus team, who's kind of on a roll right now, a good Bishop Newman team, who's had a couple of tough losses late, and we beat Blue Hill, who's also only had one loss on the year. And so, you know, you look up and down, and what we've done our whole season under a microscope, and we're in a pretty good spot right now.
John Kyle, he's the head girls basketball coach at Hastings St. Cecilia. They're 9-1 on the season. So through the coach's eyes, what are you doing well and what needs to be worked on if you hope to have some wins during this very tough stretch?
Well, I think we're playing pretty good defense. Our defensive average, I think, is only 30 points, and so we're doing a good job on that end of the floor. And anytime you have a good defensive club, you're going to give yourself chances to win, even if your offense isn't playing real well. And so we're doing very good in that regard. And the one key factor that we're hoping is in our back pocket a little bit is Chanel Farmer. She hasn't played a game this year. She had surgery in October on her leg, and we're hoping she'll start practicing maybe this week or next. And we'll have her coming back because she was a real good player for us last year and haven't had her long, but the girls who are there are doing a great job.
I got a ton of questions I want to ask you, but who in her absence has been kind of carrying the load? It seems to me like it's been pretty balanced.
It's been real balanced, and I think that's probably the key to our team offensively is we have about five or six girls who can score anywhere from 10 to 20 points on a given night, and that's what's so hard for other teams to key on. Christian come out in a triangle and two, and we did a good job of that, you know, to start with the game, and those other girls just pick it right up and put up, I think, 14 or 17 points that first part of the game, and just did a very good job. And so it's really hard to key on us on one player. You can't just look at our team and say we're going to stop this player because we have so many weapons.
Take me through the gauntlet this week. All three of these teams have done a great job scoring the basketball. Northwest has some height. Minden obviously has the Kissinger girls. Kearney Catholic has some height and depth. How similar are the three? How different are the three?
Well, I think they're all their own individual teams. Northwest just does everything very good. They play man-to-man defense tremendously. The Brown girls are very exceptional, and they run their offense very good. And so they're going to be a handful for us. They may be the best team in Class B. And so, you know, we're going to have to really play well to knock them off. Of course, the Minden girls had it rolling early and played some good Class B teams there at the holiday tournament. And everybody knows what they can do. They can score, you know, in the 70s and 80s pretty easy. And so we're really going to have to buckle down defensively on them. And, you know, not only do you have to play good defense, but you have to try to score, too, because they can outscore you even if you do play good defense. And then Kearney Catholic, you know, what else can you say but undefeated? They put up a lot of points. Their defense is very good. We played them twice last year, so we know a lot about them. But then now they get Sokolowski back, and so they're just a tremendous team, too.
I kind of feel like no matter what the results are, when you get up on Sunday morning, you're going to feel like Manny Pacquiao. Well, what do you want to feel like on Sunday morning when you get done with these three games?
Well, we were going to add another good area team, but Hastings College said no. And so, we're going to take it for what it is. And one game or two games isn't going to make or break our season, win or lose. And so we're just going to try to give ourselves chances to win and come fourth quarter and hopefully execute, you know, when we can. And so come Sunday, we don't get a lot easier next week. We have Lexington and Aquinas. So, you know, it's not like you can just put your head in the toilet and we have to just go out there and get ready to play ball again.
Five games in 11 days, and, you know, Hastings St. Cecilia is already off to a 9-1 start. And, again, you'll be able to hear a variety of these games on our network of stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com. You talked about Chanel coming back. Do you have in mind when it will be key for her to be back in this lineup? I mean, as long as she's back by conference tournament time, that gives you enough time to get ready for the postseason?
Well, that's kind of our hopes. We hope to have her back as soon as possible. You know, and it's not going to be where she comes in and plays 25 minutes a game. She's just probably going to start out slow and try to work her way up. She gives a lot of good elements to our team. She does a good job right now just of helping coach the team from the sideline. She's done that all summer and all winter here, and and does a good job of helping the younger girls, maybe showing some leadership as far as being on the sideline, not being able to help them on the floor, but doing a good job there. And so anything we can get out of her is going to be just help this team be better. And she definitely is a very good shooter, and so that always, you know, never hurts any coach's feelings to have a three-point shooter out there.
All right, John, we'll let you get back to work. I'll see you personally on Saturday. Best of luck between now and then, and we look forward to chatting with you again. Good luck.
Okay, Doug, we always appreciate your coverage, and you guys do a great job, so thank you very much, and we'll see you then.
All right, thanks, buddy. John Kyle, head coach of the 9-1 Hastings St. Cecilia Hawkettes, only lost to Fillmore Central. They've got 9 more games plus the conference tournament, only 2 of them against C2 competition. Damon, that'd be like you guys playing, I mean, I know Knucklehead over at Hastings College does that all the time. He goes down to Oklahoma, and they play top-of-the-line competition. And I know you guys seek that out a little bit, but that's so much more limited now with the number of games you can play. I mean, can you imagine going to the next level and playing some Division I or 1A teams for a long stretch of time?
No, I mean, that's a great schedule that's going to prepare them, though. I mean, that's something, and I think that's what's great about – you know, high school basketball, you can put some of those games in there and learn something about yourself. I think when you get to the college game, you know, with regional bids being the way they are, you get 1 or 2, 3, 4 losses that, you know, that's what makes it so tough now. College athletics abound, even when you talk about basketballs and footballs. You know, I'm sure Coach Morris would love to go play a Texas A&M Kingsville, you know, back in the day. Now, why do that? Because your regular season's so tough. Kind of the same thing with ours, with Central Missouri and Emporia and Central Oklahoma, you know, but you don't get anywhere by not playing people, you know. And that, but there is that balance between over your head, and you know, last year some idiot who made this, whatever the head coach at UNK is quite an idiot for the schedule he had set up, starting 7 freshmen and going on and taking, you know, I think we played number 8 and number 13 in the country to start our season. And so you can't get foolhardy like that and get a little bravado about yourself and overschedule. But I think that's going to help St. Cecilia down the road when you get to the state tournament.
Some good basketball here in the month of January. And what are we doing? We're just doing more things here in January because it is January. And if it wasn't for sports, how blah is January? I mean, even a little of the ice melted, but it's still out there. Our poll question over the weekend: if Alabama wins its 3rd national title in 4 years, would you consider them a dynasty? I already do.
Yeah.
64%
based
voted
on the stat that you gave earlier in the show.
64% said yes, 36% said no. Here is our poll question for today: how did the 2012 Nebraska football team fare in your opinion? And then we'll get to give the results tomorrow for our Husker Roundtable with Sean Callahan, Steve Sipple, and Mike Babcock. How did the program fare? Great. Program took a step forward. Okay. Program stayed the same, or bad. Program regressed. I'm somewhere between okay and great. I think the program took a step forward because they played again in the championship game of the Big Ten. They made it to the Big Ten championship game. So vote today. What do you think, non-Husker fan?
I am a Husker fan, but I think they're fine. I think they're fine. They're where they, you know, for where they've been and for, you know, I think that sometimes we forget just how bad the Callahan era set us back. I mean, I think that, you know, we're still crawling out of that hole.
Some people will argue that the only reason Bo won the first 2 years was because of Callahan's players, and look what happened the next 2. But anyway, hey, we've also got 2 bonus questions plus that poll question up on our website today where you can pick up 40 free points because we want you to get your points redeemed to get more entries for our Cunningham Super Bowl party and the 70-inch HD TV that we're giving away from Russell's Appliance the week before the Super Bowl. So I guess that's January 25th-ish. We'll be drawn out and letting you know who the winner is that gets not only the HD TV, but the Cunningham Super Bowl party. Redeem those points, get more chances to enter, and find the bonus questions today at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll be back and wrap it up and get our national championship predictions after this. Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
Wendy's presents The Copycat.
Hey there.
Hey there.
So glad it's lunchtime.
So glad it's lunchtime.
Yeah, trying to save a few bucks.
Yeah, trying to save a few bucks.
So I went to Wendy's for their right price, right size menu.
So I went to, well, somewhere else.
Got a junior bacon cheeseburger, a side of chili, and a Frosty.
Got a, well, cheeseburger.
Value menus are not the same. Wendy's new right price, right size lineup has big tastes, starting at just 99 cents.
Now that's better.
Prices and participation may vary.
Let's start a movement to lighten our impact. It starts with REPREVE, a fiber that contains recycled plastic bottles. And it really gets going when you choose a fleece beanie, a jacket, even a pair of pants made from REPREVE. So let's get everyone
to recycle plastic bottles,
buy recycled products,
and join our green movement on Facebook.
That's REPREVE, R-E-P-R-E-V-E.
Together, we can make a better world.
Because there's no I in REPREVE.
REPREVE, it's what's in it. Proud recycling partner, X Games Aspen 2013.
More exciting high school basketball action comes your way this week on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. On Classic Hits 98.9, Tuesday, the Ravenna Blue Jays are at Minden, and Thursday, the Kearney Catholic Stars are at St. Paul. Saturday, Kearney Catholic is at Hastings St. Cecilia. Here on ESPN Thursday, the Kearney Bearcats host Omaha Benson, and Thursday on The Breeze 94.5 FM, Hastings St. Cecilia takes on Minden. It's all right here and on PlatteRiverPreps.com.
We'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine here for today with winds turning northwesterly at 5 to 10 miles per hour, and we'll see a high near 40 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, winds will become light and variable, and we'll get a low near 13. Right now, 27.
Duncan Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, where 2013 is off to a great start at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. Over 200 pre-owned vehicles in stock, and you can check out all the new and used vehicles online at thinkmidway.com. And maybe you have already made that purchase at Midway. Maybe you've done that recently. Maybe it's just time to take it in, get the oil change. Maybe it's time to get something worked on. Let's face it, how many bumps and ruts and ice patches have you went over here in the last couple of weeks? Maybe you need the alignment. Maybe you need something a whole lot more. They're going to take care of you with their very experienced top-of-the-line maintenance department. And, of course, in and out for the oil change and the Mopar Quick Lube. Don't even need an appointment. Usually 30 minutes or less, and they'll take care of you. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, they take care of you before the purchase and after the purchase. South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Let's make our predictions for tonight's national championship game, and I'll let you go first.
I am going to take the Fighting Irish 17-14.
That's awful low scoring. And that's also like whenever Nebraska has a big game and they're the slight underdog, that's when all the predictions are Nebraska by 3, Nebraska by 4. It's going to be 20-17 or 21-17. Oh, boy. Alabama Crimson Tide. This seems to me a whole lot like the Packers and the Vikings. So hopefully they both have all their healthy kids, and all of a sudden Joe Webb doesn't have to come trotting out there. I can see this being right on the number. I am going to stay with my original prediction, which is low scoring, and a lot of people are starting to like a high scoring game now. Hit the overs, which is right around 41. My original prediction was Notre Dame 20 and Alabama 13. And That means you've got to make Alabama kick field goals in this football game. And Notre Dame scoring any more than 20 would be more than they scored in most football games this year. So I wish you the best of luck, Irish fan.
Thank you.
I know there are a lot of like Notre Dame towns, too, the Irish people around the state of Nebraska. I don't know anywhere that there would be like an Alabama party tonight.
My brother's going to one, so down in Florida. So
NFL picks, we've looked pretty good on that. I think I went 3-1 over the weekend. The only one I missed was Washington, who was up 14-0. Darn it, the heck, anyhow. How'd Jimmy do? He missed. He had the Bengals, so he went 3-1, and there you go. And Randy had the Skins as well, so he went 3-1. So, yeah, that's not hard when all four favorites won over the weekend. No surprises, although I was right as far as Houston. A lot of people like Cincinnati. A lot of people thought the Colts had a chance. Just it didn't happen. So this week you've got Baltimore at Denver, the early game Saturday at 3:30. Saturday night, Green Bay taking on San Francisco. It's our company holiday party. There better damn well be a television on so I can watch the Packers and the 49ers on Saturday. Sunday, the Seahawks are at Atlanta in the noon game, and then Houston is at New England in the afternoon. Damon, I'll let you make one more prediction here. Here are the spreads for this weekend. Denver's favored by, you give me the upset. Denver's favored by 8.5 over Baltimore, the Niners by 3 over the Packers, Atlanta by 2.5 over Seattle, New England by 9 over Houston.
Seattle.
You like Seattle. Okay. That'll probably be in vogue as the pick again. I think we've got to just about everything else from over the weekend. There was plenty of high school hoops, some good high school wrestling. We were at the Amherst Invite. They did very well. Amherst, thanks for taking care of us over there. Kearney won the Ogallala duels. Grand Island, well represented out at Iowa. They went 4-1 in their duels. UNK, I don't know, Mark Bauer's coming in Wednesday for our Loper Link, and UNK, ranked number one, has not wrestled like a number one team in the nation, and they get ready for the national duels this weekend. They edge the 18th-ranked team in the country from Ashland, Ohio, 20-19, and they beat Central Missouri 37-9. But sometimes it's all about who's in the lineup and who's not in the lineup. Tri-City Storm fell by identical scores of 3-2 over the weekend, and now, in one of those things that just makes you go, huh? The Storm play Fargo the next four games. They come here this weekend for two, then the Storm go to Fargo for two. How stupid is that? You can't just put a weekend in between. Nonetheless, it's the Storm and Fargo. They get to know each other, and if there's a heck of a fight on Friday, that really could stir things up for the next three matches.
I know nothing about hockey scheduling.
It's like NCAA does some things.
Right.
You don't have any answer for
it. There's no answers to it.
Speaking of that, Damon Day, it is January and always the big Loper baseball banquet, and you've got some exciting news to wrap up our program today.
Yep, we have our annual Upper Deck Club banquet on January the 19th. Paul Eunice, we do it up there at the Eunice Center. It's our sixth year. I can't believe it's our sixth year. So we are going to recognize last year's Little League team from Williamsport, as well as the state champions at the 9- and 10-year-old level. We'll recognize some Lopers who had some success last season and hopefully raise some funds. Now that, you know, it used to kind of be one of those banquets where we were very excited to have that extra money with the new change in conferences and where we want to get to and where we want to be here in the future. It's more of a necessity now more than anything. So we have a live auction, silent auction, and great food being served by up at the Eunice Center. So it's going to be a great weekend, and if you have any questions, please feel free to shoot me an email at lopers.com or give me a phone call, and I'll be glad to let you know where to get tickets.
You want to let them know? Can they get it on? Can they check it on the website at lopers.com?
Yes,
they
can.
Info up there?
Yes, we can. So, yep. So I'll probably talk about it a few more times and send out some more reminders. And very excited about that weekend. It's a good time to celebrate baseball and get you ready for another season.
Anything else you want to share with the folks?
No.
Got to wait, huh?
Got to wait.
Okay. It's going to be pretty cool. January 19th, folks. Mark it on your calendar. Go to lopers.com for more information, how to get your tickets. And we're looking forward to that coming up on the 19th of January. And you're back next Tuesday. Is that okay?
Yeah. Back at it.
That's the 15th. We'll get to talk more about the banquet.
There you go.
Might have some more news.
Might
be able to tell us what we're selling, what's on the auction.
Yep.
Might be able to tell us what we're eating. because I know it's good.
It is good.
It's always good.
It's always good.
There's no doubt about it. Damon, hey, thanks for the time.
No problem.
For you and all the Irish fans, good luck tonight.
Thank you very, very much.
We thank Brian Munson from Big Red Report for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today to talk about some Husker recruits from over the weekend and still what's to be done. Hastings St. Cecilia girls basketball coach John Kyle as they get ready for another busy stretch of great basketball. Tomorrow, don't miss it, folks. If you're a Husker football fan, we talk about it all the time. But tomorrow, Sean Callahan, Steve Sipple, Mike Babcock will all join us. We'll talk Husker football for at least a half an hour on this program, and it'll be more. It always is. Tomorrow, if you've got a question about the Huskers, where they were, where they are, where they're going, email or Facebook the program, and we'll pass it on to our panel. It's our Husker Roundtable tomorrow, along with Troutman's Tuesday Trivia on the Doug and Daddy Show. Enjoy the national championship game pregame tonight at 6:30 here on ESPN Radio.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.